Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Dillard. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dillard. Bresciud reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Bresciud trying to get to home. Kirkland throws the ball into Romano, who tags Bresciud, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Geiger moves to second. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luplow for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive towards short. Bressuit reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bressuit strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzahn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Francona tags and scores. One out. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hardy moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels juggles the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Kindle moves to third. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. Kindle scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luplow moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luplow scores. Francona moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan is called out on strikes. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Luplow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Chuck Schilling. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Bill Monbuquette. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Wilson now pitching. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws to second. Green drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Green. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bresut hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.